Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas. Mac Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa. Hey, college football fans. Dave Bartu here. This is a breakdown of the Week 13 games occurring on Saturday. Had a big slate, or a pretty big slate, on Friday. So not as nearly as many on Saturday. But we didn't get a lot of game cancellations this week. Looked like there was about 8-9 of them. So looks like we're down to about 35 games this week. Amazingly, almost two-thirds of the games involve the better recruiter being on the road. So should be interesting to see if that plays into effect for any upsets this week. Usually it's pretty balanced. And you know, with my simplistic way of looking at college football through the lens of talent, location, and coaching, TLC, and during the season, also using scoring efficiency, having the talent on the road is somewhat of a big deal, at least if the talent is somewhat close to one another. Let's get this started with Florida State hosting Virginia. If you got the spreadsheet up, if you've been able to open that part of it. If you haven't, then just kind of roll along with me on the numbers. Florida State, as we know, much better recruiter than Virginia. Hasn't always been that way. A little known fact about Virginia. Virginia used to pull top 25 classes, just like the Colorado Buffaloes. But both of them faded into relative recruiting obscurity over the course of this century, and both are near the bottom of the bucket in their respective conferences. Now, however, Virginia, Bronco Mendenhall, has been very, very good. Very good hire, very good coach. But you look at the numbers here, both of them lean towards Virginia. Although Virginia's offense is ranked 63rd in scoring efficiency and 80th on defense, those are still better than Florida State. No bets here at all, okay? Don't like leaning towards the lesser recruiter on the road. And Virginia does not have outstanding numbers, so I'm staying away from everything on this. Houston and Tulsa was postponed. Duke going to Virginia Tech. Two really disappointing teams this year. Georgia Tech's offense ranked 114th, defense 117th. Duke is not much better with both their offense and defense 89th and 96th respectively. The lesser recruiter is on the road, and they have better year-to-date scoring efficiency numbers. So this is just a cluster F of predictions here. The pregame preseason prediction was Georgia Tech. I'm sticking with Georgia Tech in this game, but the numbers slightly lean towards Duke. I think it's pretty even on paper and should be extremely fugly. Arizona State hosting Utah, that has been canceled, and switched to Utah-Washington. Indiana hosting Maryland. Indiana with the 50th best recruiting profile, Maryland with the 31st. So preseason, this was Maryland. Keep in mind that before this season started, Tom Allen against teams that had out-recruited him was 5-22. 5-22. So Indiana may be catching lightning in a bottle this year with a bunch of down teams in their division. But still, I'd caution against betting against them. They have a balanced team, 33rd on offense, 44th on defense. Maryland, 44th on offense, but 93rd on defense. So the strength of this game is in favor of Indiana. They are at home. Maryland does have better talent. Nothing here to bet, in my opinion. Preseason pick was Maryland. Lean slightly toward Indiana, but no shock with an upset alert here. If I was betting a spread on this game, I would take Maryland just because of the talent and being that better talent underdog. USC hosting Colorado canceled. Colorado is going to pick up with San Diego State. West Virginia hosting Oklahoma. West Virginia, amazingly, the 15th ranked defense in scoring efficiency in college football this year. Downside, their offense is terrible at 85. Oklahoma, on the flip side, strong on offense, fifth in the country. Defense, not so much at 62nd. So a couple of imbalanced teams here. The two best units are going to match up against each other on the field. Beware the road trip to West Virginia. We've seen a lot of teams make that long trip across the country and lose that football game. Louisville hosting Wake Forest. Louisville recruiting edge. The best unit on the field, Wake Forest, 23rd in offensive scoring efficiency. But the next two best units belong to Louisville, 43rd on defense, 57th on offense. Wake Forest looks like a classic Big 12 team in that offense is awesome and defense is garbage. Preseason pick was Louisville. I am sticking with Louisville winning this football game as well. Alabama hosting Auburn, an Iron Bowl that is as unbalanced as ever. Two near top 10 recruiters, obviously. Alabama third in the country in offensive scoring efficiency, 16th on defense. Clearly the best team in college football by the scoring efficiency numbers. And remember, the top three in either offense or defense, your national champion comes from one of those two categories, but they got to be top three. Right now, the only one that's top, the only ones that are top three, Power Five, Alabama, Florida, and Clemson. Alabama checks off all the boxes: better offense, better defense, at home, better recruiter, better coaching profile, everything. Alabama and whatever low point number you can get to kick that game off. Oklahoma State hosting Texas Tech, same thing: better recruiter, better coaching. Not quite an edge. This isn't an automatic one because both of them have bad offenses. Oklahoma State 75, Oklahoma or Texas Tech is 76. I think those are going to balance each other out. Oklahoma State has excellent defense this year, ranked 28th, whereas Texas Tech gives up everything. So preseason, Oklahoma. This week, Oklahoma, everything seems to be in their favor. Same with Clemson hosting Pittsburgh. Dominant recruiter, number 7 on offense versus 64, 19 on defense versus 35. This appears to be, it's just a mix. I want to lean toward it being a defensive game, but with Clemson having the number 7 offense in the country, they could put up 63 themselves. Tulane hosting Memphis is not a football game. Boise hosting San Jose State has also been canceled. So moving on to UCLA hosting Arizona. UCLA has actually played really good this year, I believe. They have 8 turnovers in their 2 losses that resulted in 56 points. They shoulda, woulda, coulda beat Colorado, shoulda, woulda, coulda beat Oregon. Their offense is 30th in the country, top 10 in the Power 5. 75th on defense. Arizona, 61st on offense, 118th on defense. Arizona's not going to stop UCLA. I don't even care who's playing, Robinson or the freshman. I think it's Griffith. They've looked good in everything. I think UCLA rolls in this football game. In fact, well, UCLA is favored by 10.5 in this game. So getting up there into the double digits. Temple hosting Cincinnati. This game has been canceled, which is actually a benefit for Cincinnati. Coming into this, if Cincinnati played this game against Temple, the average recruited talent over the last 4 years of all the teams that they've played would be 86.5. BYU is at 92.1. All right. Cincinnati, it's ridiculous that they're ranked this high based on what the chairman said, that their efficiency is good for the schedule. BYU has better offensive and defensive scoring efficiency and has played basically the same damn schedule. So either BYU needs to be up at 8 or Cincinnati needs to be down at 13. It's a bunch of horse shit. It really is. I don't see it either way. Because you look at that BYU and Cincinnati on paper, exact same thing. It's the same damn thing. One has played four teams above 500. The other's played three. Both have played an FCS team. Nobody has a top 25 win. Actually, the toughest team played, recruiting-wise, is Boise State. Boise State has top 20 offense in the country and recruits in the 50s. Cincinnati hasn't even played that. Where, by contrast, the team ranked right ahead of Cincinnati, Florida, average recruiter they've faced is 26. The one I'm thinking about that's much lower is Arkansas, whose average team they've faced is 11.8. That's right. Arkansas's played 8 games, and the average recruiter they've faced is 11.8. It's never going to get harder than that, ever. Anyways, off my soapbox there. Baylor hosting Kansas State. Kansas State, a bit of a free fall, but Baylor, the offense just can't get going. 106 in the country. I mean, this is, dude, I don't know why he hired Larry Fedora. The analytics said don't do it. The analytics got Dave Aranda the job at Baylor, besides being a really good defensive coordinator. The analytics presentation of the staffing, anybody but Fedora, because he was so, so bad at North Carolina, and he got lucky 1 year at Southern Miss because he had an NFL quarterback. Numbers-wise, Kansas State more balanced. Best unit on the field, though, is going to be the Baylor defense. Baylor is at home with better talent. I'm sticking with Baylor in this one. Syracuse, dead man walking here. I don't know how Baber survives this, but this program is in free fall. He has not been able to improve recruiting at all. NC State has a talent edge. NC State has a better offense. Defense is basically a wash. Stick with NC State on this one because Syracuse just can't score. Michigan hosting Penn State, the number 12 recruiter in the country versus the number 7. These two teams were not supposed to be bottom 25 in defensive scoring efficiency, and the offenses aren't good either. That being said, I mean, who knows who's going to win this football game? Neither team has showed up this year. So because I picked Michigan in the preseason and picked Michigan based on scoring efficiency year to date, Penn State should probably win. Illinois hosting Ohio State. That game was canceled, and I would say it shouldn't matter, but Illinois has been kind of a pain in the ass lately. And look, Ohio State, their defensive scoring efficiency is 74th with the 10th-ranked offense. They are basically... Oregon is Ohio State light. Ohio State puts up huge numbers on offense. The defense is extremely suspect. I would not give Ohio State a chance against any of the more elite teams so far this year. Not only have those teams played a lot more games, but their offenses are all outstanding this year. Michigan State hosting Northwestern. What can I say? I'm going to keep beating the drum that Mel Tucker was a terrible hire. He doesn't know how to run an offense. I think he's gunning for his 12th straight Power 5 game, scoring less than 20 points. So Michigan State, 116th on offense, Northwestern 9th in defense. Good luck scoring on that, Michigan State. If you're betting that game, I would say only be on the side of Northwestern. Maybe look to the under on that one because Northwestern doesn't care about scoring. It's like the year the Ravens won the Super Bowl. Just get to 13 and we'll be happy. Florida hosting Kentucky. This is a game everything is in Florida's favor. Better offense at 4, better defense at 47, better recruiting. They're at home, better coaching profile. They have it all in this football game. I don't know what the spread was right off the top of my head, but I can find it awful darn quick. I think it was in the 30s, and we'll just see if the Gators cover that. Don't know what it opened at, but, 25.5. All right. Take the Gators to do that. East Carolina hosting SMU, preseason. This would have been a slight lead towards East Carolina, even though their coaching wasn't very good last year. SMU, has been really a surprise for me. Sonny Dykes, didn't think he would be this good here at SMU. And maybe some of it is just Chad Morris can recruit really well. Because if you look, He's a terrible head coach. He was terrible at SMU. He was terrible at Arkansas. But both of those teams have done great with his players. So maybe Chad Morris should just be director of recruiting somewhere and nothing else. Oh, yeah, and Auburn's offense sucks this year as well. Georgia State hosting Georgia Southern, two dead equal recruiters. In this one, I take the home team, Georgia State. And Georgia State does have the best unit on the field year-to-date, number 36 in offensive scoring efficiency. So I like Georgia State in that football game. Missouri hosting Arkansas. Arkansas, a little bit of a talent edge and definitely a performance edge. Arkansas was the preseason pick, is absolutely the pick right now. They got the best defense on the field. They got the best offense on the field. I like the Hogs in that football game. Missouri somehow is 500 on smoke and mirrors. Absolute smoke and mirrors. FIU hosting Louisiana Tech. Dead even on recruiting. So the preseason pick was FIU because they're at home. God forbid we bet on Butch Davis. The best unit on the field is Louisiana Tech, 58th in offense. And this game has been postponed. Toledo hosting Ball State. Now the MAC. This is the haves and have-nots. You're either really good or you're pretty crappy. These next few teams, these next four games that we go over for the MAC involve pretty outstanding teams. Toledo is one of them, 29th in offense, 34th in defense. Huge to smoke Ball State. They have the green light. Also with the green, Michigan hosting Northern Illinois. Big recruiting edge, Western Michigan, number one scoring efficiency offense in college football. Northern Illinois, number 114 on defense. Green light to take whatever spread is there. Everything is an advantage of Western Michigan. Ohio hosting Bowling Green. Bowling Green is terrible. The whole thing has fallen apart. Even in spite of their recruiting, they vastly out-recruit Ohio. But Ohio has a better coach, better offense, the best unit on the field, 25th on defense. Very, very good there. Consistent. Somebody should go steal that defensive coordinator. Ohio wins that game. And then Buffalo, here's two really good teams. Buffalo and Kent State. 6th on offense for Buffalo, 8th on offense for Kent State. Extraordinarily. This is over. This game should go way over. Buffalo 40th on defense, Kent State 71st. Huge edge to two extremely efficient offenses. I think the best game of the day might be this one, at least from an entertainment standpoint. Akron hosting Miami of Ohio. Akron is arguably one of the worst teams in college football, and so is Miami of Ohio. Get these numbers: 110th in offense, 130th on defense, 123rd on offense, 127th on defense. That is a shit show. Still going with the talent, Miami of Ohio. Rice hosting UTEP. Rice quietly under the radar. Nobody cares about Rice, but 72nd on offense, 56th on defense. Absolute dominant numbers over UTEP. I expect Rice to roll in this football game. Middle Tennessee State hosting Florida Atlantic. Big surprise in this. Florida Atlantic, after being awesome in offense last year, is 10th on defense this year. And 91st on offense. So missing lane on offense, not missing lane on defense. Missing lane, period, because, well, you got Willie Taggart. So in spite of the Florida Atlantic numbers being in favor of FAU, I am not betting Willie Taggart over Stockstill any day. Good luck if you do. Wisconsin hosting Minnesota has been canceled, so I think that puts Wisconsin out of the running for the Big Ten title game. Not that it mattered anyways. They'd already lost to Northwestern, so whatever. Texas State hosting Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina, Jimmy Chatwell, 9th in offense, 23rd in defense. This would be his year to move up, but there's not a lot of teams with openings so far. So I don't think Jimmy Chatwell is leaving Coastal Carolina except for a Power 5 job. Little insider on that one. Power 5 job or nothing for Chatwell. He's happy at Carolina, and I don't think he's moving from there unless it's up to something like South Carolina. UT San Antonio hosting North Texas. Even in talent, North Texas has the best unit on the field, 27th on offense, but 104th on defense. So really haphazard numbers in this football game. I'm sticking with the home team, UT San Antonio. But again, I wouldn't be betting this one because you'd be betting against the best unit on the field, which is the North Texas offense. Louisiana Monroe hosting Louisiana. Louisiana Lafayette, better recruiter, much better offense, much better defense. This should be an absolute blowout for Louisiana. Speaking of coaching, Billy Napier, excellent at everything. This guy checks all the boxes, and I would assume he's going into any of these Power 5 jobs asking for really big bucks. When he goes, expect him to sign a deal that makes you go, that is a lot of money. Arkansas State hosting South Alabama. Arkansas State definitely much better at talent level than South Alabama. 79th on offense, 120th on defense. Feels like things are just getting tired at Arkansas State. Anderson's been there a long time, and might be time for a change of scenery. He's done great things at Arkansas State. Win-loss percentage offense. Needs to get a better defensive coordinator no matter what. Ole Miss hosting Mississippi State, the Egg Bowl. Talent-wise, even. Ole Miss is at home. I'm going with talent and the home field advantage. Ole Miss also has the best unit on the field, 24th in offensive scoring efficiency. The second best unit, though, amazingly, is Arnett, defensive scoring efficiency at 53rd. Actually, a good year for the rookie play caller at Mississippi State. I just don't think either of us expected Mississippi State to have the 109th offense, nor Ole Miss to have the 107th defense. That is a pair of ugly right there. Purdue hosting Rutgers. Purdue actually significantly out-recruited Rutgers. A lot of people don't realize how good Brohm has recruited at Purdue. I expect them to win the division in 2022 if he is still around. Better offense than the Rutgers defense, and the Purdue defense is better ranked than the Rutgers offense. This says Purdue, 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 Purdue. Charlotte and Western Kentucky. Most everything about these teams is bad. Western Kentucky has a big talent edge and the 36th ranked defense. So taking Western Kentucky and that defense, might want to look at an under there because Western Kentucky doesn't have an offense as well. Texas A&M hosting LSU. I believe that one got canceled recently. So moving on to Georgia going to South Carolina. This should be a bloodbath. Obviously, because South Carolina is in complete turmoil, and South Carolina's defense is bad. It's the worst, actually, it's the worst unit, second worst unit in the entire SEC. The only thing worse than the South Carolina defense is the Vanderbilt defense, which is surprising. Derek Mason. I know Vanderbilt doesn't really care or seemingly care about the results, but Derek Mason has to be getting mentally tired of this. And when Derek Mason goes, he's going to be a free agent for about 10 seconds. Okay. It may take a few days to announce where he's going, but Derek Mason will be a Power 5 defensive coordinator the season after he is fired or leaves Vanderbilt. Heartbeat. But Georgia, I don't get their number 9 ranking. 77th in offensive scoring efficiency this year, 32nd on defense. Their numbers just aren't good. I know they played a tough schedule with regards to recruiting ranking, but Georgia has not been good for the number one recruiter in college football. Vanderbilt hosting Tennessee. Tennessee, a lot of people don't realize this. Tennessee defense isn't that bad, 48th on defense. Vanderbilt really doesn't bring anything to the table offensively or defensively. Tennessee should have much better talent on this in this football game. So certainly a game that, depending on the spread, let's check that real quick just to see where it is at. Well, something is definitely foobarred with this schedule spreadsheet with Vanderbilt and Tennessee. Anyways, moving on to the last three games. TCU at Kansas. TCU in that football game. Big talent edge. Kansas is the worst Power 5 team in college football. TCU has not gotten it together. I'm telling you, it just feels like Gary Patterson is out of gas, man. It was negative coach effect last year for the first time since he joined the Big 12. Negative coach effect this year. It's just not going in the right direction. It isn't. But he's earned the right to make the change on his own. Tough sledding for Horned Frogs fans. App State hosting Troy. App State, slight talent disadvantage, but at home, much better coach effect. Troy is probably going to end up making some changes. I would like to go into his staff and steal one of his guys as a unit coach at another program. So going to keep an eye on that one. App State wouldn't mind stealing their defensive coordinator either. App State 21st in defensive scoring efficiency, only 49th in offense. Both of those numbers dominate Troy. App State should get an easy W, fairly easy W today. And Hawaii hosting Nevada, pretty even in talent in this football game. But Nevada is one of the more balanced teams in college football this year. 39th on offense, 30th on defense. That is so much better than Hawaii. 103rd on offense, 85th. On defense. I expect a not an easy game, but a good W in the islands for the Wolf Pack. Those are the Saturday game breakdowns in the TLC plus scoring efficiency. This is Dave Bartu. Thank you for joining me.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now in this very